Let's take a look at the ground ball series involving the second baseman. You'll go ahead and see how she's going to go ahead and field the forehands, the backhands, the short, medium, and long ground balls. Then she'll go into fly balls, fly ball communication. We'll go ahead and also show you all the plays involving the second baseman in terms of the double play feeds and receiving balls. Let's take a look right now at ground balls at second base. The purpose of the ground ball series right now with no throw is for her just to work on the mechanics of a nice wide base, staying low to the ball, glove out in front, and head down. You'll notice that she's using her legs to help her stay down on the ball. Forehand. Backhand. Right now we're going to go ahead and do the do or dies. It's the short ground ball or the miss hit or the high chop. Monique does a good job of just attacking this ball and turning the in-betweener into a short hop. Glove out, head down, staying confident in her approach to the ball. One. 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 Notice how she does a good job of breaking her momentum, loading up on her back leg, and transferring her weight to her go side, or her left side, when she gets ready to throw. One. 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 Two. Watch how quickly Monique transfers and switches her weight depending on where the ground ball is hit. The ground ball pulls her to her glove side and deep. She spins outward towards the outfield. If she can get around the ball, a ball she can get in front of, she'll spin inward and set up to throw. So this ground ball series, setting the feet to all the possible areas the second baseman will field the ball. So when Monique is close to the base, she can also go ahead and do a shovel toss out the side of her body. The key, once again, is making sure the hand doesn't go above the shoulder. With a consistent release point, a consistent release point. Each second baseman has to do a good job of judging their distance when they're going to actually make a three-quarter throw and when they're going to do a shovel toss. Now Monique's going to go ahead and work the hard shot that's right at her and just turning and doing a three-quarter pivot and a throw. Now we're going to take a look at the second baseman drill series where she throws across the infield to third base, looking at the short, medium, and the long throw. Three. Three. Although we know that when a ball is hit to the 3-4 hole, very rarely can you make that throw to third, You always have to work on it just in case that runner falls down and is in a vulnerable position. Notice how Monique sets her feet up to the target? The base is the most critical part when throwing strikes to your intended target. Reap. Right now, we're going to go ahead and look at the ground ball series with the second baseman throwing home. The key here, remember, is you got to throw a strike to the catcher, keep her in the chute, and preferably throw that strike on the tag side. Let's take a look right now, second base, ground ball series to home. Home. This is the longer throw as a second baseman, so you'll notice that when the second baseman does start to throw, she's got to come over the top a little bit more because she's got that long throw. Home. 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 Let's take a look at the second baseman ground ball series where they're actually going to set their feet, field the ball, and go ahead and throw a strike to the intended target. Right now we'll go ahead and do all the ground ball work at second base, throwing to first base. Get one. Get one. Get one. Get one. Get one. Notice how Natasha does a good job of transferring her weight to her throwing target. Three quarters throw, staying balanced, keeping her head on the ball. Get one. Get one. Let's take a look right now. Second baseman working all the ground balls, feeding the ball, first throw on a double play or an out to the shortstop. You're going to see all the types of ground balls at second base, short, medium, and long, and a shovel throw. Let's take a look. You'll notice how Tasha has her glove foot slightly out in front, takes a short pivot, tosses three quarters to second base. When she has time to get around that ball in the 3-4 hole, she'll spin inward. And when she doesn't have time, she'll spin outward. Good job. Right now we're going to look at the second base ground ball series to third base. Natasha's going to go ahead and work on throwing strikes across the infield. Notice how she sets her feet, proper mechanics in receiving the ball, sets up and is balanced on her throw to throw a strike to the third baseman covering third.
Good job.
Now we're going to take a look at the second baseman throwing home. You're going to see all types of ground balls, both forehand and backhand, the short one and the do or die. Once again, Natasha's going to go ahead and attempt to throw strikes to the tag side. Nice. Nice. Good job. Let's take a look at the second base footwork drill where Monique's going to go ahead and work receiving the feed from the shortstop. She'll go ahead and work a traditional second base footwork and also the base footwork when she's late getting to the base. Let's go ahead and take a look at both of those with no throw. The reason we isolate this drill and work just double play footwork is to give them a large volume of balls without throwing so they can save their arms when we start doing game-like drills. Once again, the drill is just to go ahead and allow the second baseman to work her footwork. She'll step on the base with her left and cross over with her right. Notice how she sets up to throw to first base. Now let's go ahead and take a look at the drill work for the second baseman when she's covering first. This is to simulate the bunt situation. Right now you'll notice that Monique's in a bunt situation. She's a little bit in the 3-4 hole. The bunt is on. The first baseman picks it up. Monique has time to go ahead and plant and go ahead and do her footwork like a first baseman. So you'll see she plants her right foot on the base. And now when she doesn't have as much time, she'll go ahead and plant her left foot on the inside portion of first base to receive the throw. Once again, you can get a high volume of balls in a short period of time because all she's working on is footwork, receiving, and catching the ball. Right now, we're going to go ahead and take a look at the fly ball work for the second baseman, both over the shoulder on the forehand and the backhand. You'll also see them work on communicating the infield-outfield communication system. Let's take a look right now.
Ball, 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 ball! Ball, 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 ball!
Notice that Monique does a good job of staying on one line of the ball. She doesn't cross over and create vertigo or get out of balance. Now we'll go ahead and see them work together, the infield and the outfield. At UCLA, when there's a conflict, or they both call it, the outfield takes it.
Ball, 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 ball. Ball, 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 ball.
Natasha does a good job of calling the ball at peak flight. Remember, in your outfield communication system, if nobody calls it by peak flight, the outfielder has to get it.